Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Same-sex couples in California and across the country rejoiced at two Supreme Court decisions handed down today. One decision struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which prevented the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriages, even if those marriages were performed in states where it's permitted. College of the Redwoods political science professor Ryan Emanaker was on hand at the Supreme Court during the proceedings and offered these thoughts on the DOMA ruling.
Of the two major cases that people were interested in today, the Defense of Marriage Act, and then the case that also addressed Proposition 8, I think the Defense of Marriage Act was the more obvious one, the easier one to predict. And so the decision in that case is kind of along the lines, I think, what many expected.
The Supreme Court also kicked the Proposition 8 ruling back to the state of California, ruling that the plaintiffs who were appealing both a state district court decision and a federal circuit court decision had no standing to sue.
They basically dismissed the case on standing and then therefore vacated the lower court decision, which is the Ninth Circuit decision, and reverted back to the district court decision. The district court decision actually struck down Proposition 8, but the Supreme Court did not make a ruling, which means then the decision from the district court will stand, which means it basically applies to California, but it will not affect federal law throughout the rest of the country.
It's expected that same-sex marriages in California will resume in the coming days. The state Senate voted along party lines on Monday to remove sections of Assembly Bill 76 that would have made compliance with the Public Records Act optional for local governments. Government watchdog groups were opposed to the measure that they claim is nothing more than an effort by state lawmakers to save the state money. The state reimburses local governments for the cost of compliance with the Public Records Act. State senators have proposed a constitutional amendment to change the act instead, and that amendment is scheduled to appear on the June 2014 election calendar. The goal is to enshrine an amendment regarding public records access in the state constitution, something Governor Brown wants as well. Second District Senator Noreen Evans was opposed to the changes, including relieving local agencies with complying with domestic violence record protocols. Some of our younger citizens received hands-on police training. Dan Squire has more.
17 young men and women spent a week on the campus of the College of the Redwoods as members of the 2013 Sheriff's Office Leadership Academy. The Academy allows young adults with an interest in law enforcement to get hands-on training in the basics of the job, including classes in ethics, basic officer training, and communications. Sheriff Mike Downey was on hand to welcome the students to open the Academy, as well as on the final day when certificates were handed out, including four awards for physical fitness, academic achievement, and leadership to the top attendees. This was the fourth Academy class to take part in the program, which is funded through the County Office of Education and Eureka Old Town Rotary.
Thanks, Dan. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In local crime news, Eureka police are asking anyone with information about an attack that left a man with knife wounds to his neck to contact authorities. The incident happened on Sunday night at the Barfly in Eureka, and the victim reported he was attacked by three people. Sheriff's deputies are searching for a man in his 20s who is suspected of pulling a gun on two other men at a residence on Myers Avenue in Eureka over the weekend. The two victims, brothers, reported they saw a man they did not know walk onto their property. When they confronted him, he told them he was Daniel, and then pulled out a handgun and threatened the men before fleeing the scene on foot. The suspect was described as having dark eyes and a dark complexion, and was wearing a blue shirt, blue pants, and sunglasses. 9-year-old Connor Davenport has his uniform, his badge, and his shadow box, and his dream of being a Humboldt County sheriff came true on Monday. Connor, who suffers from a brain tumor, was in attendance at a fundraiser in his honor at Babe's Pizza in Eureka when he was presented with his gear and made an honorary sheriff's deputy. Deputy Hillary Havens, representing the Deputy Sheriff's Union, was on hand to welcome Connor to the department. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.